All right, now let's learn how to ask someone out using a negative question. What was that sentence in the dialogue?
明日、カラオケをしませんか?
Literally, won't you do karaoke tomorrow? Let's break it down.
明日、
tomorrow、
カラオケ、
karaoke、
を、
object marker、
しません。
Don't do, or won't do.
か、
question. It means, won't you go to karaoke tomorrow? But how does this work as an invitation, Nami-sensei?
しませんか? Works as an invitation. It's like, will you or won't you?
So in English, would it be the same as, why don't we go to karaoke tomorrow?
そうですね。
So to sum it up, the formal negative form of a verb plus the question marking particle, ka, expresses invitation. But enough terminology, let's give some examples, all right? What's the Japanese word for to go?
行きます。
And the negative form of that, don't go or won't go is?
行きません。
So, 行きませんか means, will you go or won't you go? Or perhaps, most fittingly, why don't we go?
そうですね。だから、so, 映画に行きませんか?
Why don't we go to a movie?
パーティーに行きませんか?
Why don't we go to a party? All right, so let's practice with a different verb. The word to do.
します。
So how do you say, why don't we do?
しませんか?
Why don't we study Japanese?
日本語を勉強しませんか?
Why don't we go on a date?
デートをしませんか?
Why don't we go to karaoke?
カラオケをしませんか? じゃあ、エリックさん、when you're asking someone out on a date, what would you say?
Probably, 明日、お茶しませんか?
お茶しませんか? That's so classic.
What are you talking about? People still use that.
Yeah, we do, but
yeah. All my friends, they all use that. I use it like a couple times a week.
It?
I use it a couple、
girls?
Times a day. To everybody. Hey, like it's a super useful phrase, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. Like, I agree.
What does ocha mean?
Tea.
Right? Like green tea or just regular tea, right? But ocha shimasen ka implies going to a cafe to drink coffee or, you know, to hang out and talk.
So, hang out and talk. Te kanji ne.
Hey, so I use it all the time, all right? Not just for dates, just to hang out with anybody.
So. お茶しませんか? いいフレーズですね。I think that's a good phrase to know.
Yeah, definitely use it.